Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: overcast, a low of 34. The year-end report on existing home sales is out from the Wisconsin Realtors Association, and they were at an all-time high statewide with prices well above the pace of inflation. While the local numbers were good for the month of December, but mixed results for the 12-month period. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
Home sales last month alone in Kenosha rose by 8.1%, 7.6% in Racine, 10.2% in Milwaukee, and 7.2% for the entire 8-county southeast region. Median prices went up by 8.9% in Racine, 6% in Milwaukee, 5.6% in Kenosha. The entire region up by 4.2%. Home sales in Racine for the entire year down 10%, but median prices skyrocketed almost 27%. Kenosha sales fell by 9.4%. There was a 5% median price increase, however. Milwaukee home sales for the year dropped by 6.7%, though also with a 5% increase for the average price. And Southeast Wisconsin sales for all of 2016, they were down by 2.1%. The median price up by 7.6%. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.
Public works crews are getting a lot of work done that normally would have to wait until spring because of the unusually warm weather of late. Kenosha Street Division Superintendent John Pridgick says the warmer weather has also meant more potholes, which usually become more numerous in March. Pridgick says the current conditions are the opposite of what's needed to minimize winter road damage.
You get a frost that sets in the late fall or early winter, and it stays frozen with no thaw until the spring, and then it thaws all at once and it stays thawed. It's the cycle of going back and forth with moisture in the cracks and on the ground that cause all this road damage.
Pridgick said his crews, instead of working on winter projects, have been out doing things like trimming trees and flushing sewers. The street sweepers haven't even been out on the main streets. One of the gated parking ramps in downtown Racine has been the repeated target of a few patrons not wanting to pay. And after finding the gate either damaged or not working properly, the city, through its management contract, decided to clamp down and go after the offenders. The Transit and Parking Commission was told about surveillance cameras capturing license plates of every incident. One of two cases from September at the Lake Avenue ramp involved the offender paying $250 to repair the damaged gate, while the other party has managed to elude police so far. A report says one person illegally lifted the gate three separate times at the Lake Avenue structure, including back-to-back days in mid-December, but the second person did it once. There was also one gate crasher at the Gaslight Point ramp. It means lost revenue to the city from each individual plus anyone else getting to park at no cost until the problem is fixed. Leadership for the Racine County Economic Development Corporation has been making the rounds of municipal government, for which it does work, about what's been accomplished to date and requesting more funding. Before the Racine Redevelopment Authority recently, RCEDC Director Jenny Trick explained they've been around over 30 years and every year their budgets don't have a huge bottom line, which an ad hoc committee looked at. Trick says 85% of the expenses are for their personnel delivering services. She said a closer look revealed the cost of doing business has gone up over the years, but not the budget needed to do the work.
You know, our attempt is not to get to one-to-one ratio. I think that there should always be a partnership in the capacity that we've had, and that there are resources available to subsidize this, as I mentioned, from Racine County, as well as from our private investors and one-time grants. But as we reviewed this information, we thought it was important that we go to all of the communities that we serve and request an increase in 2017 as listed within this memo. And I'm happy to report to date, everybody has approved the request that we've made.
The RCEDC request to the city for a 15% funding increase to $80,000 is already covered in the 2017 budget for the Department of City Development. Trick made a similar presentation to the Burlington Council recently using their numbers. An inmate of the Kenosha County Detention Center is being evaluated for tuberculosis after complaining of chest pain and shortness of breath. Inmates and staff who had contact with that inmate are being tested for the disease as a precaution. According to a news release, the inmate was tested shortly after being admitted to the jail with a negative result. Officials say there is no danger to the public, noting that tuberculosis is not easily transmitted, requiring close, continued contact with an infected person. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.